الحمد لله وكفى سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Blindness is the state or condition of being unable to see. Blindness is a state or condition of being unable to see. And it can occur in two ways. Number one is that a person's retina is unable to perceive light. And because it's unable to perceive light, it's essentially unable to translate that into something that's visual. Or transmit that into something that is visual. The other way by which a person could be blind is if there is too much light shining on the retina. And that tends to be more transient. But if there's too much light shining on the retina, then they are unable to see anything else that's before them. So for instance, if you were to look at the sun being as bright as it is, if you were to stare at the sun, it's so bright that if you were to force your eyes to stay open, you wouldn't be able to see anything else in the surrounding. You wouldn't be able to see the cars that are present. You wouldn't be able to see the trees that may be obstructing. You wouldn't be able to see the birds that are flying in the sky, because not that your retina is not functional, not that there isn't enough light coming in, or that there isn't enough light being perceived and then transmitted or translated so that your brain can process it. It's because there's too much light that it causes a person to become blind. There's too much information that it causes the person to become blind. Deafness is the state or condition of being unable to hear. Deafness is the state or condition of being unable to hear. And typically, we think of it as occurring when a person's sensory organs that lie within the ear, that they're damaged and they're non-functional. So they are unable to perceive sound, and then that sound can't be then transmitted and then translated into something that the brain can process. And so that's the effect of damage to these sensory organs. That's what that results in deafness. But the other way that a person can become deaf, the other way, is when they are taking in too much sound. When they are taking in too much sound, then they aren't able to hear the realities of the sounds around them. So sometimes you may, for instance, be standing at a train station or a subway station, and all of a sudden you're having a conversation with someone, and then the train approaches and it goes by you and in front of you, and you try to carry that conversation, but you can't hear the other person. It's not that they're not speaking, it's not that their vocal cords aren't moving, it's not that they aren't producing sound, and it's not that there's anything wrong with your ears. It's that this other sound of the train is so loud that it's deafening, and it's blocking any other type of sound from being heard. Or you're at a stadium and people are screaming because the team that you're going to support is just hit, you know, a game-winning shot, and you want to celebrate with the people next to you, and you're trying to carry a conversation with them and you can't. They're talking to you and they're saying, and you're like, I can't hear you, and you're mouthing back to them, and they're like, I can't, and then you have no idea what they're saying, and the reason isn't because they aren't producing sound. It's because, and there's nothing wrong with your ears per se. You didn't suddenly lose your hearing. It's because there's so much other sound that you've transiently become deaf. It's that you've become transiently deaf. So there's two ways by which, but there's two real ways by which a person could be blind or deaf. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, حبك الشيء يعمي ويصم. حبك الشيء يعمي ويصم. Your love of something, your love of anything, your love of a thing is blinding and it's deafening. Your love of a thing is blinding and it's deafening. Our attachment and our love for different things in this world, all of which are transient, passing, and have no reality or permanence to them, our attachment to these things oftentimes are so blinding and deafening that we aren't able to appreciate the realities of this world. And the reality of this world is that it's one big sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everywhere you look, for a person who's not blinded, or a person who's not deafened, everywhere a person looks, they're reminded of Allah. You look at the trees, it's Allah's creation, you're reminded of Allah. You look at the skies, it's Allah's creation, you're reminded of Allah. You look at the ground, it's Allah's creation, you're reminded of Allah. You look into the sky, and you look at the stars and the galaxies, you pull out your telescope and you see how amazing the universe is, you're reminded of Allah. You look under the microscope and you look at every organelle and how it's functioning and the complexities behind each molecule within each organelle, and you begin to appreciate and recognize that this is a sign of Allah. Everywhere a person looks, there are signs of Allah. But the reason that we aren't able to see these signs of Allah is because we're blind and deaf. And not because we're blind and deaf because we don't have the ability to perceive this. It's because there's too much noise around us. There are too many illusions around us. Then every single person has their own illusion, and every single person has their own noise. For some people, it's wealth. It's the pursuit of wealth. A person is so driven by materialism and trying to accumulate the wealth of this world, thinking there's some reality to it. They'll sacrifice every aspect of their deen. They'll sacrifice every aspect of the sunnah. They'll sacrifice their relationship with Allah for the sake of the pursuit of wealth, thinking that there's a reality to it. They're so blinded by wealth, you know, these paper bills or these numbers that are in a bank statement that have no permanent. In this world, they're not permanent because there's no guarantee. And most certainly in the hereafter, they have no permanence. It's so blinding, it's so deafening that a person is unable to see the signs of Allah. They are unable to appreciate Allah. A person, some people are blinded and deafened by the internet. Obsessed with the internet and what goes on in the internet and and all of the inappropriate things that come through the internet. They're so blinded by it, they're so deafened by it, that they are unable to appreciate Allah. They're more focused on the creation and internet, which is really just this web that's just all creation. It's all what's been created by people, that they're unable to see the signs of Allah that are present all around them. They're so fixated on this. They are unable to hear the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they're blinded by all of these things. Or they're deafened by all of these things. They're deafened by music and they're deafened by speech of people, that they are unable to hear the reality behind Allah. Whatever a person's difficulty might be, it is always going to be related to the dunya. All of us, have our individual challenges, but there's no doubt that we all are blinded and deafened by the dunya, this world. We think we're going to be here forever. We think this world is permanent. We think this is our permanent existence, and we live our lives accordingly. But it's blinding us. It's making us deaf because we're so fixated on what's here and what's now that we are unable to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite his signs being present in any direction that you look, it's our attachment to this dunya. So when the Prophet ﷺ says, حُبُّكَ شَيْءَ يُعْمِي وَيُسْلِمْ, that your love for something, whatever that something may be, for every person is different. For every person is different. Whatever your love may be, what you're essentially doing, what's essentially happening is you are being blinded by that something, and because of that you are unable to appreciate Allah. When the reality should have been that we should be so blinded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should become deaf because all we hear is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs, that we shouldn't have the opportunity or the ability to look at anything else. That should be what overtakes us. That should be what consumes us. That should be our infatuation. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ, that amongst the people, from amongst the people, there are some people who set up andad, which are basically like co-gods, or you can say objects of worship. And that's what we've done. We've created objects of worship. Money is an object of worship. Wealth is an object of worship. Power, pride, these are all objects of, these are all things that we worship. Status, we worship the internet. These are all objects of worship. So there are people who take these sorts of things as they're essentially their co-gods. And they love these things like the love due to Allah. أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ, like the love that they should actually have for Allah. We've taken that love and we've placed it in so many other directions. We've placed it in so many other directions that we've completely neglected the true reality, which was that we were supposed to love Allah and love Him so much that we would be blinded and infatuated by His love, and that's all we would see, that our worship and our salah would then be because we love Allah, not because of some other secondary reason. Our recitation of the Quran is driven by our love for Allah. Our desire to come to the masjid is driven by our love for Allah. Our desire to raise our children is driven by our love for Allah. Our desire to study is driven by the love for Allah. We should be so blind. We should be so blinded by the signs of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says that there are people who take these objects and they love these things like the way they love Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ says that this kind of a love is blinding and deafening, and you're blind and deaf to the reality, which the reality is Allah, and there's no other reality but Allah. In fact, there was nothing in existence before. There was only Allah. And there will come a time when everything will vanish. Every single thing, all of creation will be put to rest. All of creation, the universe will essentially complete disintegrate and disappear. And even the angels themselves will be put down. And there will come a time, it'll be, we don't know how long it'll be, that it'll be in the hereafter. There will come a time where there is nothing alive and nothing in existence except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he'll ask, who is there now? He'll be the only one. He is reality. That's reality. That he was there before there was anything, and he will be there when there is nothing. That's reality. So Allah Ta'ala says, there are people who take these things like gods, and we love these things as if they're Allah, but they're not Allah. And they're so blinding and deafening. حُبُّكَ شَيْءَ يُعْمِي وَيُصِمْ. But the reality of the believer is what? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The verse continues. The reality of the believer, the person that actually believes in Allah and truly believes in Allah and accepts that Allah Ta'ala is his creator and his sustainer and his master, the reality of that person is what? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. They are shadeed, they are strong, they are severe and intense in their love for Allah. That's where our love should be directed. Not toward the false vanities of this world that are coming and going and disappearing before our very eyes. The same wealth that we were dependent on disappears before our very eyes. The homes that we create for ourselves, 100 years from now, they're going to be considered trash. They're going to be demolished and new homes are going to be built upon them. The cars that we drive right now, 50 years from now, no one's going to look at that car. It's going to be destroyed. No one's even going to look at it. And even ourselves, for that matter. 200 years from now, 300 years from now, I promise you, no one's going to remember who you are. No one's going to remember who I am. Everything in this world disappears and everything vanishes. How is it that we can love all of these transient components of life when the only true permanence is Allah? The only true permanence is Allah. And when we understand this, it makes sense why then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who believe, if you want to claim belief, if you want to claim that you're a believer, if you want to make this claim, this very weighty claim that we make day and night, we defend ourselves with this name of belief, your quality, your characteristic should be that you are fierce and intense in your love of Allah. You're passionate about your love for Allah. You are drowned in the love of Allah. You're only infatuation is Allah. Your driving force, your motivation, your everything is Allah. In the same way that many of us in this Ramadan feel like we're driven by Allah, and Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We should also proclaim that, O Allah, my salah, my rights, my life, my death, my everything is for you, because you are my true love. And there's nothing that I love more than you. And so it's on these nights when we've put in all this effort for weeks on end. We've sacrificed tremendously. And we've removed all of these things that have been blinding us for the last several years. We've removed them from our life. That we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we proclaim from the bottom of our hearts that we love Him. We all love Him. And our hope and desire is that He reciprocates that love. That when we make the statement and we talk to Allah and we say to Allah that, Ya Allah, I love you, especially in these last few hours of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reciprocates it and says, I love you too. That's our desire and that's our hope. We hope to live a life in which we are blinded by Allah and infatuated by Allah, in which we recognize His true permanence and His control over the universe. And we hope that we never lose sight of the greatness of Allah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this special night, in these final few moments of Ramadan, to protect us and preserve us from the challenges of being blind and deaf to His greatness. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us as His choice servants. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to become shadeed in our love for Him. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.